It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. A cluster of male butterflies called blues are sipping minerals from a damp, sandy patch at river's edge. Each of the nickel-sized insects probes the sand grains with a proboscis, a tongue of sorts that's more like a drinking straw. And then something strange interrupts the peaceful scene. A butterfly keels over. I peer more closely and I see a slender brown spider guarding its prey. I'm puzzled until I study the surroundings. And then I realize that similar spiders ring the entire flock, each hiding in ambush behind pebbles. The moment a butterfly ventures too close to the edge of the sand, a spider leaps out. It happens so fast I can never see the actual tackle, only the tattered, frail wings. The drama continues for half an hour until a cloud obscuring the sun sends the hapless butterflies whirling off to safer grounds. Like revelers at a bachelor's party, many kinds of male butterfly seek this social gathering on mud or wet sand. Normally, there is safety in numbers. When one butterfly lands without becoming the victim of a frog or bug or spider, the rest flutter in beside him. In this case, only those blues crowded into the group's center were safe. It seems to be a chance worth taking. The pursuit of sodium ions and possibly nitrogen and amino acids may be important to help them in the strenuous task of mating. One of our early spring butterflies and widespread across North America, the common blue or spring azure butterfly, inhabits Montana's mountain canyons and valleys with year-round water. During their brief adult life, little more than a week, the lilac blue-tinted males patrol for partners. That means almost constant flying in search of the subtle females, a paler blue with some white and brown on their hindwings. To find the right species and gender, males rely on movement, color, and sometimes the scent of a female butterfly. During that time, it's not just spiders that try to pounce on them. Dragonflies, wasps, beetles, lizards, frogs, even mice and birds may snack on a blue. The slug-like caterpillars that will metamorphose into the delicate flyers would appear to be a more substantial feast for a predator, yet surprisingly, this stage of a blue's life proves less perilous. The larvae while away their days munching flowers. Their sweet diet helps them secrete a honeydew. Ants, like beekeepers, tend the caterpillars and harvest the honeydew. When, say, a spider crawls too close to their caterpillar, the ants swarm upon the would-be attacker. In Montana, we have 186 recorded species of butterflies flitting everywhere from backyard window boxes to the top of Granite Peak. The good news for butterfly novices is that, unlike birds, our butterflies fall into just a few families: swallowtails, sulfurs, brush-footed, gossamer-winged, and skippers. I'd suggest starting with a copy of the pocket-sized Golden Guide to Butterflies and Moths. Then plan on time in sunshine, among flowers, and beside patches of damp earth. The watching experiences waiting for you can even inspire literary greatness. Vladimir Nabokov wrote often about butterflies, including these words: "From the age of 7, everything I felt in connection with a rectangle of framed sunlight was dominated by a single passion. If my first glance of the morning was for the sun, my first thought was for the butterflies it would engender." Today's program was written by Deborah Ritchie Oberbillig. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. To find out about upcoming events and programs, call 327-0405 or visit us online at www.montananaturalist.org.